pushback from Saudi Arabia to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat of severe punishment if the kingdom is found to be guilty of foul play in the disappearance of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Ben Thomas has a report from Washington.
In an official statement read on government-run TV, Saudi Arabia says threats of economic sanctions, political pressure, or the repeating of false accusations will not undermine the kingdom or its position in the world. It's vowing to respond with greater action to any attempt to punish it, noting the kingdom's economy has an influential and vital role in the global economy. The comments follow remarks by President Trump that Saudi Arabia could face severe punishment. At the White House Saturday, he told reporters,
"Let's determine what happened first. There's plenty of things we can do that are very tough."
However, he noted he would oppose the cancellation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis has raised two controversial figures to sainthood. Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero and Pope Paul VI. Romero was gunned down by right-wing death squads while celebrating Mass in an El Salvador hospital chapel in 1980. Romero was known as the voice for those without a voice. Efforts to make him a saint over the years were held up by unease over his liberation theology. Pope Paul VI presided over the reforms of the Second Vatican Council that modernized the Catholic Church. Malaysia's former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim has taken an important step toward his aim of moving into the Prime Minister's position if 93-year-old Mahathir Mohamad makes good on his pledge to resign in 2 years. The 71-year-old Ibrahim this weekend won a seat in the Malaysian parliament. The two men earlier this year teamed up to defeat Najib Razak and the ruling coalition. This is VOA News. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue in areas ravaged by Hurricane Michael.